you. Well, I'm very glad to be here at Augusta. And I started out with three endros, a medley, and I arranged them myself from a tune book, actually, that I got from Brittany in France, where these dances are done. The endro is a kind of a group dance done in a long line. And I've been to Brittany quite a lot. I go to France, well, maybe every 3 years if I can, and I've done some performing over there and some collecting, and I'm very inspired by the musicians and the music that I meet there. And in Brittany especially, there's a very intact folk tradition going on, as there is here in West Virginia. And they like my dulcimer. They don't usually play hammered dulcimer in Brittany, so they seem to like to hear the tunes that are generally played on other instruments. Double reed horns, small bagpipes, and then other things too, like guitars and flutes and such. So I'm going to continue with some dance tunes from my part of the country, which is Vermont. And these are two petronellas, the Green Mountain Petronella and Petronella. I want to mention that my dulcimer is made by my husband, Phil Thorne, who has made about 30 dulcimers, and mine was, well, he's made a couple for me, and he's been very inspired by the building techniques of Sam Rosetta and has incorporated some of them into this dulcimer. And I do have an early Sam Rosetta dulcimer too, which I love. So I'm very lucky to have a lot of dulcimers. And it's great to have a dulcimer builder in the house, because when the strings break, he usually changes them for me. So I didn't have to take that workshop the other night. No, it would be good to know. And I have a reel with me. I just sort of like getting a flat tire. I hope it doesn't happen while I'm on the road. But if it does, I'll deal with it. So I'm going to continue with just a little short version of an air from Ireland called Carrickfergus. Thank you. Thank you. I have a little group in Vermont. We call ourselves Avalonia. And we do a number of Celtic-inspired melodies, including that one. So I'm hearing a flute and a harp while I'm playing that. Unfortunately, you aren't. But sometimes pretty to play things solo, too. I'm going to play a medley. I call it my bird medley. And the first is Little Birdie. A song that I believe is from this part of the world. It's an Appalachian song. I learned, actually when I was traveling down here many years ago, with the dulcimer. And I'm going to pair that up with one I wrote called Humming Dance, which came out of an improvisation I was doing. Some of the people that studied with me this week have started learning Little Birdie, so I was saying that if I hear Little Birdie singing from the audience, that would please me. It'd be nice. They felt like chiming in. But whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to play a short version of an African piece that I recorded years ago. I adapted it from learning it as a song that went with the drumming and a drum rhythm in it called the lamba. The song is from Senegal. I have some recordings out in the lobby and two CDs and two different cassettes, although this one, unfortunately, is not on one of those recordings. I put it on an LP and I sell it from my home for $5. But I didn't bring any of those with me. Anyway, this is called Ayeyo, and it comes from Senegal. Thank you. I have just one more for you, and this is a piece I learned down here many years ago, and we learned it from Sam Rosetta, who'd learned it from some people who'd lived here for a long time, and he taught it to us as called the Roxiana Waltz, and I've since heard it last night as pronounced Roxana Waltz. So I'd like to do that, but I'm going to ask for some piano accompaniment from Kay Moffitt, who drove down here with me, my mom. So she's going to play it on the piano, the electric piano.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Working now.
Yes. Good. Good. Good.
Our next artist is truly a national treasure. She has collected and recorded hundreds of traditional ballads and has carried the rich tradition of Anglo-American folk songs to all parts of this country and to Canada and to Great Britain. Like Sam Moffett, Margaret MacArthur lives in Vermont. And the songs and the stories that they tell reflect the self-sufficient and family-rooted folkways of northern New England. She's been teaching our wonderful Elder Hostel students mountain dulcimer basics, and I know they'll want to express their enthusiasm for this class as we welcome her to the Augusta stage when we do that. Now, a couple of things that we should talk about that's going to happen later in the evening and things that are going on around town. As you know, there's the ramp dinner tomorrow night. Now, there'll be a lot more information about that later on in the set. But just so you get a kind of an idea, the local tradition of celebrating the emergence of ramps in the springtime is something that is rooted in this local culture. And it's really a wonderful thing to observe. There is a big festival for those of you that can stay over on Saturday. There's a day-long festival in City Park to celebrate the ramp. And tomorrow night at the VFW Hall, and we'll give you directions on how to get there, there'll be another celebration, a ramp dinner, which the local folks, the Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the mayor and everybody gets involved in producing this great event. So this will be tomorrow, and for those of you that are going to do this, well, let me give you a little advanced tip. What you should plan to do is to get out of your class at, 4:30, whenever the classes end, and get down to the VFW Hall early because the local folks will probably hit the place at around 5:30 or 6, and by that time, you can be leaving as they're coming in. It'll be a great night. The VFW Hall fills up with local folks, and it just celebrates a really wonderful tradition that happens in this part of West Virginia. Now, how many of you have been to Spring Dulcimer Week before? All right. And how many, well, then the balance of you don't need to hold your hands up because that's you're here for the first time. Where is the, are we ready? Good. All right. That was a fast turn. All right, so all those good things I said about Margaret MacArthur, remember them? Well, welcome her to the stage tonight. Thank you.
It's a custom in my household to tell stories, and this is a story in song that isn't from New England. Actually, it's from the archives of the University of Colorado, so it's a story of the Southwest, but one that is meaningful to all of us. It's a story a cowboy heard from an old Indian. Whisper a sound. Learned the main bunch of heavenly ranches. There's Jupiter, Venus, and Mars. Religion, you don't know its primary branches. What ain't been alone with the stars? some clusters is branded the dipper, the lion, the eagle, the serpent, the bear. Horns and the mole and the belt of Orion, Cassio, what's her name's chair. But lots of those Mavericks roam in the ranges, stampeded all over the sky. No part of the heavenly order what changes from winter to summer and why. Maybe it's gospel and maybe he sold me, but here's the whole story at least. The big chief Saitola, he talked to me the night of the corn planting feast. When all of the mountains were set in their stations and threaded with canyons and rills, star worlds, alas, of the mighty creations were laying in heaps on the hills. In masses of silver, gold, and of copper, shining and polished and new, poured out on the granite like corn from the hopper, waiting their place in the blue. Well, first come the bear of the mountain, who faces the north from his cave afar. He raised up his paws to the heavenly spaces and laid out his picture in stars. And then o'er the peaks of the western dominion, the eagle who battles the storm, flew up to the heavens with stardust opinion and printed the line of his form. And then that the tribes and nations should wonder, buffalo bold leap to the sky, that shag-headed bison whose bellow is thunder emblazoned his image on high. Maybe it's gospel and maybe he sold me, but here's the whole story at least. That big chief Saitola, he talked to me the night of the corn planting feast. Then come Coyote, so crafty and clever, a scalawag all the way through. That yap-throated critical varmint who never was pleased with what other folks do. Says he, them stars was intended to brighten the outermost reaches of night. And you go and use them in pictures to heighten your glory, and that isn't right. Says he, I'll show you how stars should be planted. And he jumps in the glittering piles, and he kicked and he gambled and he danced and he rambled and scattered a millions of miles. So that's why they glimmer at sixes and sevens, stampeded all over the vault. Alas, in disgrace to the orderly heavens, and it's all that Coyote chap's fault. Maybe it's gospel and maybe he sold me, but here's the whole story at least. A big chief Saitola, he told to me the night of the corn planting feast.
Oh, that's a great story, one of my favorite old stories, and this is one of my favorite old songs. It came from England to New England and lived on here in the northeast part of this country. It's called Black-Eyed Susan. It's the story of a girl whose true love was going off on a tall ship. Thank you.
ship lay moored, streamers waving in the wind. When dark-eyed Susan came on board, inquiring for her absent friend. Oh, tell me, jovial sailors, tell me true, is my love willing? Is my love willing here among your crew? Will he who high up in the yard, rocked by the billows to and fro, soon as this well-known voice he heard, sighed and cast his eyes below. The cord glides swiftly through his glowing hand, quick as lightning, on the deck he stands. Oh, Susan, Susan, lovely Sue, my vows will ever true remain. Let me kiss off those flowing tears, we only part to meet again. The noblest captain in all that British fleet might envy Willie, envy Willie's lips, those kisses sweet. Listen to what the landsmen say, they'll try to change thy constant mind. They'll tell thee sailors when away in every port a mistress find. Oh yes, believe them when they tell thee so, for thou art present, thou art present wheresoe'er I go. If to fair India's shores I sail, thine eyes are like the diamonds bright. Thy breath is Africa's spicy gale, thy skin is ivory so white. The fairest breezes wheresoe'er I go bring me memories, bring me memories of my lovely Sue. The sailor bosun gave the dreadful word, the sails their swelling bosom spread. She could no longer stay on board, turned away and hung her head. Her little boat unwilling rode to land. Adieu, she cried, adieu, she cried, and waved her lily hand.
Wonderful images in these old songs, when he slides down the rope to get to the deck to tell her how much he loves her, and that she's, every place he goes, he's reminded of lovely Sue. This is another song about another Susan, a girl in New England who went to apple paring. We were talking about apples at dinner tonight. The apple paring in the old days in the barns, I'm sure all over this country, were great occasions. If the farmer happened to play a fiddle, all the young people would want to come and pare his apples, to string them up for drying the apples, because the only way to keep apples for a long time in the early days was have dried apples. So Susan Jane met her friend Josiah after they were grown up, and they were reminded of going to Farmer Jones's apple paring at Farmer Jones's barn when he played the fiddle. And the tune I'm going to play behind it is called The Snoring Mrs. Gobier. It's a French-Canadian. To Jones's pairing thee when I took you and your brother along with Sally Green and me. Tiraloo-a-loo-a-loo-a-lido, tiraloo-a-loo-a-lee. What fun we had together down to Jones's pairing thee. Yes, Josiah, I remember, it was in winter time, you know. We wandered along the highway, then we went on through the snow. When old Jones struck up the fiddle, hallelujah, didn't he play? Old Zip Coonin down the middle, Portland fancy today. While we're dancing, what if Pa should pop in here? He'd make us turn a cartwheel, waltz us out upon our ear. Tooraloo-a-loo-a-lido, tooraloo-a-loo-a-lee. What fun we had together down to Jones's herring bee. Struck up the fiddle, hallelujah, didn't he play? Right and left, down the middle, we danced till break of day. Tooraloo-a-loo-a-lido, tooraloo-a-loo-a-lee. What fun we had together, down to Jones's pairing bee. Next is a made-up story, a story made up by my son Dan about a little girl